On page 155, Siman Tav Resh Ayin Aleph, Yud Tes. Okay, a lot of things here. It's pretty straightforward what we're going to learn. Okay, there are more handouts. If anyone doesn't have a hand, there are more copies over here. It's Aruch HaShulchan, Siman Tav Resh Ayin Aleph. We are up to Yud Tes. V'kevan she'ikar ha-mitzvah hi b'shum pirsum enisa. Since the Iker Mitzvah is to publicize the miracle, therefore Tzivu Chazal Sham Shlo Lahalikam B'Deisay B'Bifnim Mei Iker Hadin. The place to light the menorah is not indoors. If you light it indoors, then no one in the street, no one in the public is going to become aware of the miracle. Therefore, V'chein Amri V'chacham Ner Chanuka Mitzvah Lanichay Al Pesach Beisay Mibachutz. To put it by the entrance to your home on the outside. Let's say you live on the second story, then it's not possible to do so. If you live on the second story, you have no choice, then you put in the window, because then you don't have a door that leads, the door does not lead to the outside. Your door leads to the downstairs apartment. So you're not going to be able to put it along the outside. So then you put it by the way, that's what we all do. The Mishnah Berurah says,
you realize history is, because 1,000 years ago, people didn't have glass windows. Or doors. So they had to leave it, anyone to see it, they had to leave it in the front door.
They had to leave it by the door, but they opened
it. So you opened up the window. So it seems that you open the window, even though there's no glass, and you put it on the ledge. You put it on the sill, and people from the outside can see your Hanukkah menorah lighting from the window, from the outside. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah says that Bizman Hazeh, we don't light. Rubidrub is going to mention here also as well, Erech HaShulchan, that Bizman Hazeh, we live in a place where the Hanukkah falls out in the winter. It's the winter, it's cold, it's windy, it's just not practical. And to say that every person should construct a glass, he's going to mention a glass menorah to protect the candles, is just not practical. The Chazal did not go and chayv a person to do that. So therefore, we light it along the window. Everyone, lechatchila, the Mishnah Berurah says, lechatchila should light the menorah indoors and put it by the window so people outside can see, if they can see the Chanukah menorah.
We'll see. Well, the purpose is to light it, right? You can light candles, but then when they have the electric bulbs on the window, that's to tell people that it's the holidays. So that serves a purpose.
Well, the lighting that you want both. We don't want just that you should light it.
You don't want just the electric bulbs, but if you light indoors, you can put the electric bulbs in the window.
Well, we want the people on the outside should see the candles that you light. The parsumenisa is what you're actually lighting. Okay, you want to also have electric candles. That's also, you want to more the merrier, fine. But the Iker Persumenisa should come from what you light. And what you light, l'chatchila, should be a real fire. There's a lot of discussion. Can you be yoytze the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah with electric? Some say yes, some say not. Today, it's very common because there are many different types of electric. Today, everything is LED there all is now new technology. You need a fuel, a shemen, a ner. It's very complex. If you can be yotze the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah with all of the new technology that is available today, but lechatchila, the way to do it is the traditional way with fuel and a wick. The fuel can either be wax or can be oil, and to have wicks and to have a real fire. Let's see. Let's say time of sakana, when it's not a good idea to make it known that you're Jewish, so you don't want to light in Chanukah. It's enough to put the menorah on your dining room table, and that is sufficient. Okay, now he's going to introduce us to a very fundamental machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Now we have to understand time of Chazal. How did people live? Let's understand this. Let's get this clear. People lived in alleyways.
Okay.
They have a chutzah. The bias, your bias, where would your bias open up to? It would open up into a courtyard. Where would your courtyard open up to? Into an alley or into the Rishus Harabim itself. Into a more, we'll just call it into a public place, into a Rishus Harabim. Today, that's not the way it is. Today, the bias typically opens up directly into the Rishus HaRab. Okay, you'll see you have a little yard in front of you. You have a yard, but even the yard is not really called the yard because the yards that we have, you can see right through the yard. You're in the street, you can see over your lawn. What?
Out of town, you have cul-de-sacs and things like that.
Okay, out of town. But the time, we have to understand, when time of Chazal, the bias typically did not open up into the Rishus HaRabim. The bias opened up into a courtyard.
The old city probably still does.
possibly, in different parts of the world, in different neighborhoods, the bayis opens up into a courtyard. Multiple batim open up into a private courtyard. So here is the dilemma. When it says in the Gemara that you should put the menorah al pesach beso, on the opening of your bayis, does that mean where your bayis opens up into a courtyard, and that's sufficient? So who will the Parsuma Nisa be for? It's not going to be for the people in the street, because the people on the street, they're not going to be able to see it. They're not going to see it because they're not going into your courtyard. Your courtyard is private property. It means for the other people who are part of your courtyard. If you have a courtyard, five homes that open up into one courtyard, the persumenisa will be for the other four residents in your courtyard. Or maybe when the Gemara says that you shall put it by the Pesach Beso, the Gemara refers to a situation where your Pesach indeed opens up into the Rishus Harabim. But what would then happen if your bayis opens up into a courtyard? You should not put the menorah by the Pesach Beso because no one's going to see it. Who's going to see the four of the people living in your courtyard? Rather, take it out to the Pesach of the courtyard, where the courtyard opens up into the street. This is the machlokes. Not enough space, exactly. You're 100% on the mark. And then, in fact, Aruch HaShulchan spoke about that. We learned that yesterday and the day before, is that when you're going, you're putting by one Pesach, and there's not enough room, it's going to be confusing. You also want people to know how many days of Hanukkah are today. If you're going to have too many candles in one place, it's going to get confusing. So let's see what he says over here. So Rashi says, Rashi explains, again, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines down, starting from your test. Rashi explains that when it says in the Gemara that you shall put the menorah al pesach beisim b'chutz, you should pursue minisa. The loy, okay, let's make it very clear. The loy b'rishus harabim. This does not mean that you should put it by the pesach of the bayis in the rishus harabim. Ella b'chatzeroy, in your courtyard. Your bayis opens up into your courtyard. There are another four homes in our example open up into the same courtyard. But the people in the street, it's off limits. The people in the street don't see this. Ella b'chatzero, shebotehen, their homes, hoyu p'suchim l'chotzer, ad kan l'shoinei. Kolomar, di'i sal kedaitoch b'rishu sarabim, if you were to think that you have to put your menorah by the rishu sarabim, havali loymar al pesach chatzeroi mi b'chutz. The Gemara should have said that you put the menorah by the opening of the courtyard, because the courtyard is what opens up into the Rishus Sarabim. Umidikomar, since the Gemara said that you put the menorah al Pesach beisoy mibachutz, the habayis pasuach lechotzer, shma mino, didlechotzer ka'omar, according to Rashi, that's the proper location to put the menorah. So the menorah, you have to understand, there's also a hashkafic yisod in Rashi. It's semi-private. When Chazal said there should be something called Persumenis, according to Rashi, Persumenis does not mean like Chabad. It's not Chabad. Chabad is you put a menorah on the highway. You put a menorah. You put the menorah in the airport. You put a menorah. That's not what Rashi says. Rashi says Pesume Nisa is semi-private. You put the menorah, the Pesach Beso, that opens up into your courtyard. Your courtyard is only frequented by the people in your courtyard, which are four or five other residents. That's it. It's not on the highway. And that's what Gemara is Pesach Beso. The bayis typically opens up into a courtyard. However, Toisvis is Chabad. They were Chabad. How do you say it?
Chabadniks.
The Taisis says Hikshu al Zeh. The Mehadu Amal Kamon Chotzer. The Gemara talks about the situation we have a courtyard. Sheyesh lo shnei psachim. So the Gemara there shifts. Look, the terminology is inconsistent. Until now we're discussing a bias, and later it shifts to the case of the courtyard. Chotzer, a courtyard. Sheyesh lo shnei psachim. Tzricha shtei neros, needs two neros, and there should not be any suspicion. People who walk on one side should not suspect that you're not laying near Chanukah. So that this mashma, that where do you put the menorah? By the Pesach of the courtyard. Contradiction in the Gemara. So how will Rashi answer this contradiction? Achvar kosvu hasmag v'agoyis maimini b'shem ri t'lav dafu chotzer. So the way they come to the defense of Rashi, and when it says in that Gemara chotzer is imprecise. The ikar is bias. Ikar is a menorah is semi-private and was semi-public. And when it says here chotzer by the case of the chashad, the suspicion, no one should suspect that you're not doing the mitzvah. It really means bias. Kamar el shlomet sim shnesoch neres b'chotzer el b'bayis shabchotzer. Kamar We don't find that you have to put Neris in the courtyard. It means you put it by the bias of the chutz. Ad kan l'shanei. V'chein mivu midi v'haramam sham shekotzev al Pesach beisim v'chutz Pesach asim al Pesach al smol hanichnas l'bayis. The Rambam also agrees to Rashi that menorah is a semi-public. It's not fully public. You put it in the Pesach HaBayis in the courtyard, Ad Kan L'Shonai. Okay, then in the parentheses he writes, V'mash Hikshu V'Taisas V'mash Omer Ner She'esh Lo Shtei Pios Oile L'Shnei B'nei Oda Mash Mo L'Shnei Botim V'im Al Pesach HaChotzer Havila Mi'min Havila Zeh Mi'min L'Zeh L'Smol Ak L'Shonai. Okay, he just goes with technicality. Let's try to read.
Put it outside your door,
no.
Outside the hallway, which is the
same. No, Halacha L'Maaseh, the Mishnah Berurah says, Halacha L'Maaseh, it's today the way we are set up in almost all certain situations, it's not practical to put it by the Pesach of any bias. It's not the way it is, and certainly so in an apartment building, and even in a private house, it's just not practical. So the Mishnah Berurah says, today the custom is to put it in the window. That's it. Our architecture...
Above the second floor?
Second floor, whatever floor you're on. Because if you, the Rav Moshe says, if you live on the 20th floor, so there's someone on the 20th floor across the street, and from them they can see. For them, when they open up the window,
unless your apartment is facing the East River, like,
oh, so you're facing the East River. So what do you do then?
Williamsburg.
Moshe's apartment did not face the East.
No, I know. He was in the other. He faced the courtyard. I know.
You know, there's a big sign on the water by the East River, which says, yo, for people in Manhattan. But from Brooklyn backwards, it says, oi.
Oi. Okay, over here in the parentheses he writes, a little technical, Mashik Shataisa Zamirash Amu Shner Shesh Lo Shnei Pios, Oile Lo Shnei Bnei Adam. We have a Ner that has two pieces of counts for two, Mashma Lo Shnei Botim for two, Botim. Vim Al Pesach HaChotzer, Havi Lo Zeh Mi Min Lo Zeh Lo Smol. Doesn't make any sense, because if you're in a courtyard, then the Botim open up on two different ends of the courtyard. You typically, in a courtyard, you don't have two Botim opening up to the same exact location in the courtyard. So therefore, it's, so the fact that it says it works for two, it's mashma that it's not the courtyard. It's mashma that it's the bais. Ad kalashaynai utmahani. He asks a question. He's now foreshadowing what Tais is going. Tais is going to disagree with Rashi. Utmahani atu kol loy mishkachas lo b'shnei batim zel lifnim izev yoytsim derech pechas lechel lachatz atzarachin. It's not a kasha. Even though two batim open them to the courtyard, it's not impossible to have two batim right next to each other opening up into the same area of the courtyard. So then you can have a situation where you have one menorah has two POs. It can work for two different batim opening up into the same part of the courtyard. Okay, let's leave that. That'll become really more clear when you read the next paragraph. The next paragraph is Tosfos, who disagrees with Rashi and the Rambam. Aval Tosfos kasuel pesach habesim luchutz umar deleka chotzer. When the Gemara says opened by the Pesach of the bias, Gemara is discussing a case where your bias does not open into a courtyard like in our days, where the bias opens up directly into the Rishus Harabim. Ella bias, I made samach l'Rishus Harabim. Aval im yesh chas inachanami. If your bias opens up into the courtyard in inachanami, the proper place to put them there is not by the Pesach bias, but it's by the Pesach chotzer. Aval im yesh chas lifnei bias mitzvah nichal Pesach chotzer. At kan l'shonim, that therefore Tosfos comes to disagree. So if you want to look at it from an hashgafic point of view, Tosfos views the menorah is to be lit in the most public place possible, like Chabad. Chabad like to light the menorah in the most public place possible. Rashi and the Rambam say that's not what the menorah is for. The menorah is a semi-public place, not out in the street, but out into the courtyard, which is only open to an exclusive few people. The chain cause of Atur, the Shulchan Aruch, Sif Hei, the Torah, the Shulchan Aruch, follow the sheet of Tosfos. That's very unusual. Shulchan Aruch, Ruba de Ruba, follows the sheet of the Rambam. That's almost always the case, and here is an exception. V'zeh l'shoinai, ner chanaka, mitzal nichal pesach ha-samuch, l'rishus harabim. Who says that? Tosfos says that, not the Rambam, not Rashi. V'b'chutz, im ha-bayis p'such l'rishus harabim, manichal pesach ha-pesach. V'im yesh chotzer, lifnei ha-bayis, manichal al pesach ha-chotzer, which leads into the rishus harabim. V'im ho-yador be'aliyah, now we're discussing the other case, let's say you live on the second story, she'ein le-pesach p'such l'rishus harabim, manichal b'chaloyin, like what we do, ha-samuch l'rishus harabim. U'v'shas ha-sakona, where you don't want people to know that you're observing Hanukkah because they might get into trouble, she'ein manichal l'kayim ha-mitzvah, you don't let the goyim not let you do the mitzvah, manichal shulchona v'dayah p'ron yutar nihim when it's enough. Ad kan l'shonai, v'tamahani, I'm in shock, says Aruch HaShulchan. Kevon d'Rashi v'Haran, He brings in more Rishonim. There's the Ran, and the Rambam, the Ri, Usmag, the Agos Maimini, a long list of Rishonim, Dibrabim, which are the majority of the Rishonim, are all in agreement that the mitzvah is not to put not it in like the Rishus Rabbim, not like Taisis. You put it only semi-public in the courtyard. Heim, Ubdir Rabbim, Uperishu Deloika Taisis, Eich Loi Heviu Daitam Klal. How could the Shulchan Aruch and the Torah ignore the words of the Rambam and the words of Rashi and the Ran, all the Rishonim, Klal Vitzorich Ian. Omnam Kim Sechta Seifrim, Perakov Hilchaloch Hekosav, Nechanaka Mitzel Nicha Pesach Samach Lurish Saradim. He does want to point out that Mesechta Seifrim is Mashma, came before the Rambam. Mesechta Seifrim is from the Goinim. Even Rabbanan Savaroi, even before the Goinim, the Rabbanan Savaroi, and there it says, Beferish like what Tosfos says. Tosfos. So maybe that's the reason why the Shulchan Aruch ignored the Rambam, because he's really relying upon something which goes back much earlier, what it says in Masechta Sofer. Okay, next topic. Now we go to, so this is a beautiful Yisoid. We'll finish with this Yisoid. It's a very beautiful Yisoid to remember. It's Machlokes Rishonim. Where is the proper location for the menorah? Is it by the Pesach HaChotzer, or is it by the Pesach of the Rishus HaRadim? The majority hold is the Pesach of the Chotzer, which means Chanukah menorah is Persum Nisa, not 100% for the whole world, just for the private courtyard. Tosfos disagrees. It's for the whole world to see, and we paskin like Tosfos, it's for the whole world to see. Next, Kaimala. Now let's discuss the Shamash. Every menorah has a placeholder for the Shamash. Kaimala, the Oslo Hashamash Lefnei Aneir. Y'all now use the neighbors for private purpose. Lefnei Aneir Shulchan Hanukkah. The Yisbar B'Sim Tov Reish Ayin Gimel. Lefchidi for Kishamalik B'Beisa El Shulchan. V'Tzorich Ner Acher Kidei L'Shamash Lo'ira. Therefore, when you light the Hanukkah menorah on your table, you have to have an additional candle. You have to have a Shamash. The law, Yamir, we don't go. So, Kevin did Mukhach al Hu al Koponim Lahalik al Shulchanoi, Hare, Balkarchoi, Mishtamesh, Lo'ira. We don't say, since you have to light al Shulchanoi, you're going to end up using its R. The Afilim Yalik near Acher, Hare, Gam, Oira, Messiah, Litash, Mishav. The Mikomokoi, Mukhuv, Lahalik, Nerech, Kadeshi, Ashimash, Gam, Bener, Shelchol, Vigam, period. So, he's saying over here is, even though you're telling me that, what are you accomplishing? If I have 8 Hanukkah candles lit, and I have 1 shamash, and I walk into the room, and I don't trip on the floor because there's light, so what light is contributing to my visual of the situation? The 8 Hanukkah candles. It's true, there's also a Hanukkah candle, a shamash, that's there for mundane use, but it's bottle. The majority of the light, once you get to the second night of Hanukkah, even the first night of Hanukkah, it's 50-50, even the first night of Hanukkah. So when you walk into the room and you're being Mishamish, you're going to look for the keys, you're going to look for changing your pocket, you're going to look what's going on, it's 50% of the light you're seeing is coming from the Hanukkah candle. So the answer is, listen, it's not a perfect world. We don't live in a perfect world. You do the best you can do. You're going to end up using some of the Hanukkah candle, but the fact that you're lighting a shamash, and now the shamash is also contributing to what you see, that's good enough. That's all that is required of you. He's acknowledging that it's impossible to avoid not using the or of the Hanukkah, but the halacha does not require you to go meshuggah. You do is, you light a shamash, and that shamash on its own would have been enough. So even though now you also have other Ner Chanukah lights in the background, what can you possibly do?
The shamash goes out first.
Then you're in trouble.
Yeah.
Then you're in trouble.
When it's lit.
Then he writes a second reason. Again, this is important. This second reason. He says there's another reason why you have a shamash. V'gam mishum heker sheyedu she'asul l'shamash l'ayra. In order to remind her. Again, we don't appreciate this because we don't live in ancient times, but in ancient times when there was no electricity and you walk into a room and there's candles being lit, so therefore you can forget these candles being lit in order to provide illumination. It was simple. So when you walk in, it's Hanukkah, you very easily forget that the reason why these candles are being lit is Lashem Hanukkah. So in order to remind, serve as a permanent reminder that the candle being lit is not for your private use, but it's rather for Hanukkah, therefore you're supposed to make a shamash. Period. The Im Yesha Midura. Let's say you have electricity and the chandelier is on, the fluorescent lights are on, so it's not going to happen that you're going to use the Ner Chanukah. It's not going to happen. So therefore, may Iker Hadin Bizman Hazeh, you do not need a Shamash. Ein Tzarech Ner Acher Sheyochel L'Shamash L'Arham. Why Sheyochel L'Shamash L'Madura? So therefore, may Bizman Hazeh, may Iker Hadin, really you don't need a Shamash. That's clear. You don't need it, because no one's going to end up using the Ner Chanukah, because you have electricity. So why do we do it? Minigav Oseinu Biyodeinu. Now, here's something very interesting. This I saw once a beautiful drush on this. This is very interesting now. Now, let's go back to ancient times. In ancient times, you walk into a room, there are candles, and you may come to use it. There's also a fireplace going. There's a menorah. There's a big torch going. Oh, so then the torch, you don't have to worry. You're not going to come to use the Hanukkah candles because you're going to use the menorah. But if you are a distinguished person, let's say you're a big diplomat, you're an ish mechubad, you're a rosh shiva, you're a Rav, you're a very wealthy aristocrat, and you walk into a room, you're not going to use the menorah. An Adam Choshev is going to use a small candle. Achim Hoy Adam Choshev, who? Shein Darko L'Shamesh B'Medurah. So then you have no choice, even if you have a Medurah in your room, Tzorech L'Halik Ner Acher, because in order not to be Nichshel in using the Ner Chanukah for your private use. U'mizeh Yoitza HaMinug, Shegam HaShamesh, Shebo Malikim Ner Chanukah, Yal L'Gam Kein L'Rochak Me'Neros, that's why the Minug is that the Shamesh should be near the Ner Chanukah. L'Rochak Me'Neros Chanukah, Kedei She'im Yishtamesh, if you'll be Mishtamesh, Yishtamesh B'Fnei HaShamesh, V'lo B'Fnei HaNeros. I once saw a beautiful Jewish. And the beautiful Jewish, the reason why Bizman Hazel we are makbit every single Ner Chanukah menorah has a shamash is because today in our day and age everyone is begeder in ish mechubot, because really we don't need the Ner Shamash. The shamash is only if Adam Choshuv, we have a menorah. We have today a lot of menorahs. We have electricity. We have all different menorahs. So why are we lighting? To remind us of the halacha that if you're an Adam Choshuv, then a Medura doesn't help. You need a special Ner. Just like with the Gemara Tudorella, Rama writes about doing Heseba on Pesach. Are women mechuyev to do Heseba when they eat matzah? In the time of the Gemara, no. Definitely not. Heseba is only done by mechubadim, by distinguished people. Women were not considered distinguished people. They did not do Heseba. The Rama writes, Bizman Hazeh, Noshe didon chashive. In our generation, women are just as important, if not more important, than the men. Equal rights. They're just more, they're even more chashiv than the men. Noshe didon. After Ulan Yerbia. Noshe didon chashive. So Noshe didon, Bizman Hazeh, a woman is mechui without question to do Heseba. The same way the Noshema chashiv Bizman Hazeh. Every single person today is choshev. You can't distinguish it. He's choshev, he's not choshev. Everyone. Menela, everyone bizman hazeh has to have a shamash on his menorah, even though there's a menorah. There's a menorah. Because then Adam choshev, who? Even if there's a menorah, you have to still have a shamash. Okay, next. Ketzad, now we go to the next topic, is where exactly do we position the menorah? Ketzad, mitzvah, manicha, lamata, mitvachim. Okay, the mitzvah is to put the menorah less. People don't know this. The ideal place to put the menorah is less than 10 tefachim off the ground. Make sure you don't have a fire hazard. Safety first. Suddenly you put it too low, you can trip over and you can make a hole, you can slip, can fall.
Depends on the height of the
windowsill. Right. Height, well, if you're putting it by the tefach habayit, if you're putting it outside your front door, or you can, lamata miyut tefachim, below 10 tefachim, samach lekarka. Why? Why is it lower than 10 tefachim, my ideal place? The bezeh yesh heker shehu lemitzvah sner shel chol, lemitzvah, that it's for a mitzvah. Because when you put a regular candle to give illumination for the home, typically it's put on the dining room table. And the dining room table is always above 10 tefachim. In order to show that the Ner Chanukah is l'shem mitzvah, and it's not l'shem or, you put it below on a table that is lower than 10 tefachim. The mitzvah, the ner shel chol shlishtamish ein manichin kol kach namuch. Fine, that's one time. U'mikol makayim, by the way, that there's a drush, there's a beautiful drush on this. What's the drush? Why put it lower than 10 tefachim? Because in the Beis HaMikdash, the Shechina did not come lower than 10 tefachim. The Aron of Moshe Rabbeinu was how tall? was nine tefachim. The kaparis was one tefach, and coming out of the kaparis were the kruvim, and the shechina rested on the kruvim. The shechina did not go lower than 10 tefachim. The mishkan was existed in the windows of the Beis Hamikdash. The miracle of Chanukah, this is drush. This is like Friday drush. The miracle of Chanukah is that in Golos, Ima Yonochi Betzara, the Shechina is even more present than it is during the time of the Beis Hamikdash. The Shechina is Yored Lemata Me'asara, and that's why the menorah which is the or of the menorah is Eidos. What is the menorah in the Beis Hamikdash? What does Chazal say about this? Eidos Shehashchina Shoyre BeYisrael. In the Beis Hamikdash, where was the Shechina Shoyre? Well, the menorah was very tall. The menorah was 18 tefachim. It was very, very tall, the menorah, whatever it was. But where was the Shechina Shoyre? Primarily on the Aron. The Aron was 10 tefachim. In Golus, we put the menorah lower than 10 tefachim.
Menorah on the flames.
Oh, so he's going to talk about a very excellent question.
The
windowsills,
I would think, are above.
Okay, excellent question. So first of all, if you're putting on the windowsill, you don't take this into consideration. He's going to say beferish. If you are living in a place where you cannot be, he's discussing over here the ideal situation where you're putting it by the Pesach HaBayis Mibuchutz. Where you're putting it in the ideal place, the Pesach HaBayis Mibuchutz, then you put it by the door, by the post of the door, lower than 10 tefachim. But if you're not putting it there, and you're putting it in the windowsill, he's going to say beferish, then you put it on, it doesn't make a difference. It doesn't matter high, low, you put it where people can see, and outside can see it. Ein hachanami. Or if you're putting it in your home, when you're putting it, you're not putting it by the windowsill, people to see outside, you're just putting it for the Bnei Bayis, so then there's such a concept.
Less than
10 tefachim.
People won't see it.
Exactly. So then that's not the problem. Then that's not called chaloin. When we bisman has put in the chaloin, this halacha does not apply. This halacha, putting it lower than 10 tefachim, only applies when you're putting it by the Pesach HaBayis Mibuchutz. Okay, let's read it over here.
Where's the word that the Shechina is lower than 10 tefachim?
The menorah. Because the menorah is Miramis on the menorah of the Beis Hamikdash. The menorah of the Beis Hamikdash was the Shechina, Eidah Shehashchina Shoyre BeYisrael. And it's telling over here to put the menorah, the Chanukah candles, less than 10 tefachim. The Shechina is Yored Lamata Meyud. The Shechina is coming down into the darkest places. In Golus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ima Yonochi Betzara, He's with us even less than 10 tefachim. The Pintel Yid, that's why they say the Chanukah brings out the Yiddishkeit, even the most unaffiliated Jews. Is that still true today? It used to be true years ago.
Yeah, it's Pesach Seder.
Pesach Seder, it brings out the most unaffiliated Jews. They see the Chanukah menorah, it lights in them in a spark. What?
Chanukah and Pesach.
Chanukah does that to some degree.
It's because Chanukah comes in the season.
Holiday season. It's the season time.
Yeah, this year.
Okay, let's see. Let's go further. Okay. Okay, we're up to Mikol Mokom. Mikol Mokom is three lines down. Again, we're in the middle of a Chav Beis. Three lines down. Mikol Mokom, Lo Yanicha B'Pachos Megimel. Do not put the menorah less than 3 tefachim. It has to be within 10 tefachim, but do not go so far down. Don't put it on the ground. Why? Samach L'Karka, V'Chaygavne, In Hekel L'Mitzvah Klal. You put it on the floor, then that's not even noticeable that you're making a doing L'Shem Mitzvah. Mikol Mokom, Yanicha L'Malam Yud. But don't worry. If you don't have a low table to put it down, lower than 10 tefachim, and it's also could be a fire hazard, if you put it down too low, people will trip on it. It's no big deal. So you can put it high up also. Now he writes here, don't put the menorah higher than 20 amos. We don't have this problem. 30 feet, 30 to 40 feet up. Okay, don't put your menorah higher than 30 to 40 feet in the air. From the ground. From the ground.
You're on the third floor, it's going to be there.
No, that's not where it started. You're on the third floor, you put in your window. That's your floor. It means from your ground, from your floor. If you have a very high ceiling, your ceiling goes 50 feet up in the air, and you want to go put your menorah, hang your menorah all the way up there, 40 feet in the air, lo yatsa. Now you could also see why. The lamala mechavam lo shod beina. The afilu harid lamata. Even if you light it that high, but you bring it down, the ikar is when you do the ma'aseh halakha, that's what counts. You have to extinguish it, and to light it once again. Now he writes, some say, he has a very big chiddush, incredible chiddush. This halakha of lamala michof is no good, does not apply to a Chanukah menorah. When you light it indoors, it only would apply when you light it outdoors. Because when you light it indoors and you have walls and you have a roof, so the eye always follows, the eye follows the walls and sees everything that exists in the room. This concept that l'mala mechof is no good, that's like by a mavoi where it's outdoors. Where it's outdoors, so then you don't even think that there's something that's so high up in space. But when you're in a sukkah, what sukkah you don't see the schach, or sukkah he also has an exception. Sukkah only with the walls, he makes another exception. We'll come to that in one moment. But if you're indoors and the walls guide you all the way up to the very, very top, then even above 20 amos is kosher. This is the chiddush of Derech HaShulchan. The Yeshayim, he rings down the idna shemalikim b'bayis kosher afil l'malam ichof. The cave that bayis Yeshay kirui, a bayis has walls, has a roof. Udifanois and walls, ha'ayin shaletes af l'malam ichof. K'moy b'sukkah, here has a chiddush. This that we have a halacha, that a sukkah, his schach, is higher than 20 amos is possible, that's only when the walls don't go all the way up to the schach. In other words, I have a sukkah and the walls go up 10 tfachim. That's it. The walls go 10 tfachim. And the schach is suspended 50 feet up. Okay, 50 feet up. That's possible. Because then you don't realize this schach. You don't see schach. But if I have a sukkah and the walls of my sukkah go all the way up, they touch the schach, even though the schach is higher than 20 amos, it's kosher. So if you're lighting Hanukkah candles indoors, so indoors automatically means the walls are going all the way up to the ceiling. So then it's going to be kosher no matter where the menorah is. Yesh lakiru d'fanas ha'ayin sheletes af l'malo nechof k'mo b'sukkah b'd'fanas magiyos l'schach v'atur chodek b'zetur disagrees. The Torah says categorically, it makes no difference whether the walls reach the ceiling, the walls do not reach the ceiling, whether you're indoors or outdoors. The Atur Chalik b'zivadavka b'sukkah sh'ayin do'idavka b'sukkah sh'ayin sh'letis al kol ha'schach avul hocha b'haneiros. Maybe when it comes to sukkah, we can apply that principle because it comes to sukkah, therefore the schach covers the entire ceiling. But when it comes to neiros, it's just one isolated location. Avul hocha b'haneiros sh'ayim l'mat min agag ein afgemina, it's going to be possible. V'chein nira midas rev ha'poiskim sh'leichilku b'kach, they do not differentiate. Fine. Then he goes on to mention what he said before. What happens if you're lighting candles in the window? Nira de ein chilke makes no difference. The yochel lahanichay b'chol mokom sheyirtze. If you're lighting candles on your window sill, you can light the candles wherever you want. Bein lamata migimel lekarkes chalon. Even if the window is lower than 3 tefachim, bein lamaylam yud tefachim. The chalon, when you have a window, yesh heker mikol makim. Uchshemali pesach, you light pesach. V'yesh shemaskub. What happens if you light by pesach and there's a threshold? Okay, let's say you're lighting by the pesach, and the pesach has a threshold which is a few tefachim off the ground. So where do you start calculating the 3 to 9, 10 tefachim? Do you start calculating it from the ground and we ignore the threshold which is slightly raised? Or do we make the calculation starting with the height of the threshold? The yesha maskupa, nearly, the chashvinan minu askupa v'loy min akarka, we make the calculations from the askupa, not from the karka. V'yanich l'chatkil b'sach yud tefachim simuch l'askupa, we put a 10 tefachim within the askupa. U'lamayla megin tefachim askupa, so we start the calculation, goes from the surface of the threshold. U'pashit hu de'ima pamu, now here, I don't know, I'm not really clear what this means. This is very important. Now, you understand, the typical type of neiros in time that the Aruch HaShulchan is talking about, the Gemara, is where you just have like tea lights. No, this Chanukiah we have today, you go and you spend $1,000, $10,000, on buying yourself a Chanukiah, a menorah, a very fancy, that's something that's much more modern. But in time of Chazal, you light a candle, you just like a little nair, you put the nair down on the ground. Right, like little glass cups or little cups. So here's the question. If I have a menorah and the menorah itself takes up 10 tefachim, it takes up 5 tefachim. So when you make the calculation that you put the nair Hanukkah between 3 and 10, does that mean where the candle is being lit? Or does that mean where the bottom, the base of your menorah starts, even if the menorah goes up very, very high? Understand what I mean? Sometimes it would be better to put the menorah on the ground. I have a very tall menorah. So I'll put the menorah on the floor, so the candles will be in between 3 tefachim and 10 tefachim. So he seems to say is no. The main thing is where you put it, the menorah starts. Even though the menorah may be very, very tall, We don't care where the candles land. The candles may end up landing outside of 20 tefachim. The main thing is, what gives you heker is the menorah. So if the menorah should start between 3 and 10 tefachim. This is what he says, if I'm not mistaken. Upashatu. Dim ha-pamut. Pamut means the lamp.
Candelabra.
The candelabra, which we would call a menorah, yeah, or a chanukiah. Okay, the new word today, chanukiah. Govola is very, very tall, like typically is today. Dechashvinon mimokoim haneros. Now, what I think he means here is where it starts. The neros means the base where it starts. Velo meirosh ha-pamut. Not from the tip of the palm, top of the pamut. Is that what he says? Maybe I'm wrong. Dechashim mimokoim haneros. Velo meirosh ha-pamut. Maybe the other way around. No, I don't even know what this means. I take it back. I don't even know what this means. What's called the Rosh HaPamut and what is called the Neros? You say they're both the same exact thing, right? The Neros is the Rosh HaPamut. Is the Rosh the top? Techashvina mimokim haneros velo me Rosh HaPamut.
Maybe the Pamut means the base of the candelabra, not the
whole. So what's the base? I leave this Tzorach Ian. I don't know what this means. I really struggle with, when I prepare, I struggle to really get clarity what he means over here. So we'll leave this Tzorachim. We have a menorah. Does that mean the base of the menorah? Does that mean where the neiros fall out? The Rambam lahiska klal hachta b'tech. The Rambam completely omits this thing of 10 Tzorachim. Mishum the Gemara yesh dichu yalzeh. The Gemara rejects this. Avol roiv ha'poiskin posku kantur b'shochanoch. Mishum the zeu dichu b'yam. The Gemara's rejection was not a permanent rejection. It was only pushed off to the side slightly. Avol halach ha'kayim alon kain v'chin ikon l'dina v'chin onu. The ikur is, like we just said over here, is that you should light the neros between 3 and 10. If the menorah is very large, what does that mean exactly? That we have to further clarify what the Aruch HaShulchan means. But this is something which is ideal to do. And in the last couple of years, I've noticed in the Judaica stores, they sell, with all the Hanukkah paraphernalia, they sell these little tables. They sell these little tables which are between 3 and... they become a new business. Okay, we do business to sell. Now, again, you have to only use those tables if you're putting it near the door, or you're not lighting it by a window. You're lighting it only for your family. Whatever the reason, there is no window, so you're lighting it for your family. So then, there's a mile of doing between them. But the chaloyin, you put it the chaloyin. You're putting it by the door. Then in a chadami, there is such a thing.
They have these encasements that you can put it by.
They can buy also. You can buy the glass encasement. Okay, so I'll stop here with Chav Gimel. We'll pick this up in Yitzhak Hashem next time. Okay, we'll take a short break. We have a minion still? From Mincha?
Yeah.
Okay. You're right. So what does it mean?
It's the flame.
I don't know. He says the neiros. The neiros. What does it mean? The neiros means the receptacle. Maybe what he means is that...
where the flame. From where the flame starts.
I don't think it means the flame. I think it means from the receptacles. Not the candles are not included. The neiros means the receptacles that hold the candle. You have a candelabra. So we don't look at the candelabra. We look at where are the receptacles begin. Not the top of the pamut, which means... I don't know what it means. I really don't know what it means. I don't know what it means.
What leaves Abasuel over there? This is the first time I'm listening to him. He says that they were upset that Mikdanos Nasan Lachi Olimah. They got, it was very cheap. He says, Peros Hashuvos, gave her, that's what Karsham say. So they, in an effort to extract more from Eliezer, because they saw what he gave Rivka, was like a bargaining chip, you know. No, she's not going. They saw what the gift they gave. Nah, she can't go. They thought maybe they could weasel and get a lot
more
kesef resolve from him for them before they'd let her go.
It's all about money.
You're right.
It's all about money. Story of life.